Now, there's been a number of roads projects and roadworks projects in Rathmore over the last 2 years or so. There is closures taking place, I think, from this week or is it next week, in relation to works that will happen, a stop-go system in place. But there's that's on the eastwards from the Rathmore GA grounds to facilitate the widening of the road from the GA grounds to the N72, which will commence shortly. There's a longer-term project, a €1.2 million Transport Infrastructure Ireland project, the Village Safety and Enhancement Scheme, which has been ongoing for quite some time now. And my understanding is over the last number of days, work has stopped unexpectedly in the scheme. There may well be a dispute, but as things stand at the moment, nothing is happening. To find out why and to see where things are going, we've been contacting the contractor involved and Transport Infrastructure Ireland and Kerry County Council. With me in the line to talk with this is the Mayor of Killarney, Fianna Fáil, Councillor Niall Kelleher, the Mayor of Killarney MD. Niall, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry, to yourself and your listeners this morning.
Why have work stopped? When did they stop and why have they stopped, to your understanding?
I first became aware of this on Friday evening, Jerry, that the workers had said, and that there was word in the community, that there was going to be off-site next week, which is the week currently we're dealing with. I've heard loads of different stories, effectively, as to what the situation was. Most of them had at the time been exaggerated, I suppose. But let's first of all say that there's been, as you've said quite rightly, a very long time of roadworks. They're on our national secondary route. They impact the lives of the people of Rathmore on a daily basis. But more than that, they impact the lives of so many people that come in and out of our county. So quite simply, any delay in those being completed obviously caused concern. And I had lots of phone calls from the community council and many others to try and find out what the situation was. I suppose I contacted the main contractor. And I spoke to them, and I've spoke to their subcontractor, and both of their stories are pretty much the same, that effectively the job was priced back in 2019 originally. There was obviously negotiations with that tender from when it started with Kerry County Council and the TII, because the project didn't start until after COVID and was delayed because of COVID and starting. And quite simply, the contractors said that they're doing a recon, a reconciliation of where they are in the project, because they're nearly complete. The major works have come to a point. There's an overlay to be done on the roads, and the rest is all off of the main road. And that they are hope both parties said that the contractor, the subcontractor, will be back on site early next week to complete the project. So I've no doubt they don't want there to be any surprises at the end of the project, which quite often happens in very large-scale development projects like this. And I suppose they're just, the two contractors work very, very closely together, and I think they're just trying to do a reconciliation. On my point, and for the people are at more, we really want to get this project finished. And I'll be the first to say it has been very, very difficult. And in fairness to the contractors, they've been dealing with the upgrade of the road infrastructure, curbing, footpaths, paving, undergrounding the public lighting, putting in bus stops. And quite a lot of the services, Jerry, had to be moved for the infrastructure that was being put on site. So that has led to the delays. And just before we started the project, we got further money to underground. And the last portion of Rathmore from O'Keefe's oil back to the speed limit. So, you know, this is a very, very big project. And we're talking about decades of no investment in a town like Rathmore. So while I appreciate there is a lot of difficulty, it is important to recognise this is investment that has been unprecedented into the town over the years. It was very much a patch blanket, and the community wanted there to be a coherent and structured approach to the town, which is very important because we're a gateway town into the county of Kerry.
Okay, and that's the importance of it. But why did this happen, is the question. Like, reconciliation is fine, working out costs, but there are mechanisms in place for that to happen without work stopping.
Jerry.
That suggests some sort of a breakdown or dispute either between the TII or the council and the contractors, or between the contractors themselves.
Yeah, look, Jerry, I
and we have contacted all parties to try and find out. No response from any of them to us yet.
No, it would be fair to say, Jerry, that that would be a fair assumption to make. However, it is important to state that both the contractor and subcontractor have said that they will be back on site next week. What is also important to make out here, if that doesn't come to pass, the large contractor is Roadstone. And at the end of the day, Roadstone are the people that will be responsible for finishing the project.
Yeah.
And I do believe that that will be finished out. So if there is a disagreement that does not get resolved, then it will be down to the contractor. And I've asked that question, and the contractor said, we're obliged and we will finish the project.
Okay.
So what I do want to stress, though, Jerry, and I will put this out there, and I've said this to both of them, we need the project finished. The delays have been exceptionally difficult on people, and we need to see it out and get it finished.
So not ideal. This delay isn't ideal either. Like, this was all catered for. I was on the assumption that things like this were all catered for under the Voluntary Inflation Cooperation Framework, which was announced, I think, last May. This was to allow public bodies to risk share with contractors on existing projects and absorb up to 70% of the additional inflationary related cost. This was things like increases in energy and fuel in all contracts. The state will allow for backdated claims from January the 1st, 2022, from contractors for inflationary increases with 50% paid up front. You know, the state will liquidate the damages otherwise payable by the contractor if unavoidable delays arose to supply chains. So the state stepped in here, I would have thought, to avoid this happening. Now, I don't know if that framework applies to this contract, but I thought that was in place to make sure this didn't happen.
Jerry, I'm as disappointed as you are that I'm on here this morning dealing with an issue like this. I would love nothing better, and the people of Rathmore would love nothing better than the contractor to finish out the contract, and that's there to be done. I do believe that the mechanism that you're referring to will cover this contract. But that has to be a negotiation, because it is fair to say that people, those figures are looked at on all party sides. So it would be very fair to say that it is possible that they are going through that process now. And if they are, I would encourage them to get down to it, complete it, and let's get the works finished. The bulk of the works are on the roadway are done, Jerry. There's one last leg of the road surfacing to be done, and then we're dealing on the parking areas and the footpaths on the side, and then the ESB will be undergrounding all the lights, and we will have new public lighting, something that has been called for with on 3 decades in Rathmore. So the sooner we get to the end of this project, the better. And I do believe that the contractor, main contractor and subcontractor, will live up to the promises that they've made.
Okay, finally and briefly to a separate issue, how disappointed are you as a Fianna Fáil councillor with the Robert Troy situation and the fallout from that? He released a statement saying he wouldn't apologise for being a landlord, for which he has received some criticism in recent days from people who aren't landlords or can't afford to buy their own house.
Yeah, look, Jerry, I'll be honest with you, I think there was a, you know, the statement was probably written not in the best of language, to be honest about it, in what's there. And look, Robert has very much stated that the amount of lack of due diligence in his declarations really led, and the large number of errors led to the situation that's there. I suppose the point he's making, or trying to make, and making very poorly, I suppose, in it, is that landlords, and I've noticed this in the council, and let me be here, Jerry, and I've declared I'm a landlord. I've had a property before I got married, and that's currently rented out. And, you know, I suppose I'm dealing with landlords and auctioneers on a daily basis, and I work with people who are trying to find houses, many of them getting half payments. And I'm talking to auctioneers and landlords in the difficulty of the housing crisis that we have today. And as a commissioner for Oates, a landlord has to make a declaration that they're either selling their property or renovating their property. And some come to me to witness those declarations. And I just ask them, why are they selling their properties? And they just feel that from a landlord's perspective, that they are affected. Yeah, no, I suppose the point here that was I'm trying to make is that landlords are exiting the market, and most of these landlords are people who've had one property. They might have bought a property that they see it as their pension, and a lot of those landlords are leaving the market. And this is at a time, Jerry, where rents have been as high as they've ever been.
Yeah.
That ponders the question, some why politicians, are landlords leaving?
Yeah, some politicians have been accusing, you know, politicians in the Dáil, nobody in the Dáil should be a landlord. Landlordism, the phrase has been thrown around the place several times by opposition politicians normally on the left. Will all this commentary do anything to encourage landlords to stay?
No, it won't. And I suppose let's go to one point in relation to the nooks of the try issue. And I really think SIPO, there's a public consultation in relation to ethics legislation at the moment, and I fill an ethics declaration every year. I would quite simply say that SIPO should be resourced differently than it is, and declarations should be made within 30 days of your interest changing, not on a yearly basis. That would allow for more real-time reporting in relation to a politician's finances, because effectively you could buy something and sell something in a year, be that shares, be that property, be that anything, and no one would know anything unless you declared it, but you're not obliged to declare it. So that legislation does need to be looked at, and it is important that legislation is clear and transparent. Regarding landlords in the Dáil, I understand we have the biggest housing crisis we've ever had, because there was a period of time wherein we look at the last recession, there was houses, too many houses built. We had a narrative for many, many years that there was houses built in the wrong places and so on. And within 5 years, Jerry, we were at the start of another housing crisis and houses weren't being built. Some politicians were calling that we shouldn't be building houses because it's costing a lot more money and we should have been buying houses. That was, in fact, competing with first-time buyers and something that should have been stamped out very early. It was stamped out way too late, and we need to be building more houses. But to go the point to say that there should be no landlord in Dáil Éireann, I don't believe to be correct. Because if you turn around and say there should be no landlord, there should be no farmer, there should be no businessman, there should be no person who owns any type of a business. Yeah.
But the question is, are there too many, and are too many of them slow to move on the housing crisis? Because in the back of their minds, sure, I'm a landlord, this will suit me grand.
Well, look, Jerry, to be honest about it, if you think that one or two properties is going to be a situation that you're going to make an absolute fortune or killing out of that property by not solving the housing crisis for 5 million people in the country, I think that's a very, very tunnel vision of why a politician would not act. There's been lots of action in relation to it, albeit some of it slow, albeit we've been delayed by COVID in relation to house building. What I would say to you, Jerry, is, and I've seen this in Rathmore with 20 houses, the money was granted by the department to build 20 houses in Rathmore in 2015. Those houses were only occupied and opened by the minister last year. The problem that's there from the time that we allocate a project to done and being done is too
far
short.
Too slow.
And that's because of department regulations. And I'm sorry, I know you're tight in time, Jerry, but I'll make one point in relation to it. If Kerry County Council is to give permission to a private developer, they can get planning permission in 12 weeks. Kerry County Council to get a decision for them to build themselves their own houses and their own land for social housing will go through the department over and over. And I appreciate that the one commitment that has happened since this government have come in is those times have led down to be short. But what I will say is there should be further devolution down to local authorities for our planners to make decisions in relation to those houses. And the sooner that happens, the better. And I've made that point to our own minister, let it not be said, on a meeting that we've had with Darragh O'Brien.
Okay,
just
right.
Let it not be said that people will say that we're in the government of power. We are, and I've made those points.
Okay, all right. Councillor Niall Kelleher, Mayor of the Killarney Municipal District, talking about those two issues.